This is episode 93. You still sitting on that ball?
I forgot what I was going to say.
We're off to
tonight,
an awesome
sponsored
start.
By Fritz Ditzler, Dr. Fritz Ditzler. I want to say doctor. Tonight's podcast is sponsored by Dr. Fritz Ditzler. It's the Tone Control.
Okay, come in, Justin. Justin, do you read? You know, I never remember to open up my notes thing to write down funny titles until I say something funny that, like, feels like it could be a title. Ah, man, I'm like having... I had to reset my Apple ID password and stuff recently, and it is just like, every time I do it, all my shit gets... totally crazy all over the place, like between my phone, the Mac, and the Apple TV, stuff's like, what do you mean, like, this isn't your password, and it like all freaks out. I always have to enter it twice for some reason before it's like, oh wait, yeah, no, you're right. It's such a pain. And now, like, none of my iCloud notes are syncing to this computer anymore, so, and I cannot figure out where the hell they're supposed to be. This is annoying. Oh, God. Even though I thought I had already solved this. Like, and it's super obnoxious because it'll also, like, disconnect my iMessage stuff, which is just the worst thing. Anyway. Like, I have my notes here, finally. I just had to go into settings. iCloud was already logged back in, but Notes was unchecked for some reason as a thing to sync. Why does that happen? How can that happen? It was synced this whole time. I changed my password, and now that's the one thing that doesn't move over anymore? Ugh. Ain't that some bad. And now I forgot what I said. to write, I like this whole thing.
This whole giant thing. If only you could use paper.
That would require I had paper, like, anywhere on my desk. Oh, well, that's... I do. I don't have a pen. That's the thing. Because I don't know about you, but I don't write with my hands anymore. I should say I don't write with a pencil or pen or anything anymore.
Yeah, I don't really either. Well...
Whenever I do, I'm just horrified by my handwriting. It's getting worse.
Yeah, I believe you. So... we missed a week. We're behind, but it doesn't look like that much happened in guitars anyway. So I thought we'd just, if you don't mind, just do an episode talking about video games or something, right?
Yeah.
That's cool, right? If we just skip guitars this time? Or why? Was there any, did you find a news item?
Hey, oh, when's NAMM?
Oh, hold on. Let me look that up. When is NAMM? Mark
oh,
Kelly.
Shoot.
Oh, shoot. Like, I don't think anybody fell for my clever ruse. Clever though it was.
I almost did. But I was like,
did you really?
I get
did
it.
You think I didn't know?
Just for a quick second. Well, you were away. So I was like, well, maybe he was away during NAMM. Maybe he missed it.
I went on a trip and.
We did not have anything in place to deal with that.
We did not. I for some reason I had it in my head that was our off week and it wasn't. So I was just straight mixed up because I knew when
Yeah, you know what happened was, like, we recorded while we were in Ohio, then we came back and published. That was the off week, but I was still
scattered from traveling. Yeah.
We recorded early and I was all over the place from just having, like, traveled a bunch.
Yeah.
And, like, just kind of settling back in, like, Monday came along and it was like, oh, shoot, this week is record week, but you were on vacation.
Right.
So Yeah. So here we are. We're resetting the
thingamabobber, apparently. Yeah. And then, of course, I got back. So we're recording on a Friday when we should have released last Monday. But I just got back.
This past Monday.
Right. We should have released this past Monday, but we're recording the Friday after we should have released one. And I was on a trip. I got back, and of course, I'm trying to catch up with work. And then a mysterious event took place to me that happened to me on Tuesday, which I haven't decided if it's funnier if the audience doesn't know what happened to me, or if it's funnier if I just talk about it.
I think.
And Derek, of course, is omniscient.
If I was in this position, I guess I wouldn't say anything.
You wouldn't say anything. You just
just move on with your life, because that's what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling much better. I think I'll just coyly make remarks without ever saying. I'll just make remarks about it throughout the show. That'll be fun.
Yeah,
I'm feeling much better. But
good. I'm glad to hear that.
100%. I'm just going to pop a couple of naproxen right now. It's all the same to you guys.
You're still sitting on that ball?
You know what, Derek? I'm not. I'm not sitting on the ball. I have a chair tonight. Have you noticed lack of bouncing? Yeah, I'm sitting on the
chair. Moving a lot, but
I'm swiveling because I'm used to that.
Oh, yeah.
But. No, that was fine. That's exactly what I wanted to happen.
You know what? I got another one for you. That was the low-hanging fruit, Justin. I just went for it, man. Anyway.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to eat some naproxen.
With beer?
Mm-hmm. Is that how you're... Are you not supposed to do that?
I don't know. What are you drinking?
Okay. I'm drinking... This is the last of the beers that I brought home from North Carolina, where our trip was to the Outer Banks, North Carolina, Barrier Island. It was beautiful. I saw, we saw my parents, and my brother and his girlfriend came as well. And we all partied down in a beach house.
Partied down.
So anyway, this is Jade IPA from Foothills Brewing. This is pretty good. This is the best one they do. I got a mix pack from them. I try to try some local flavor. This is probably the worst brewery I've tried in a while.
Oh.
They had a couple, like this one's okay. Like it's okay, which for, you know, I don't know. I like IPAs and this one's just all right. And they had a couple in the mix pack was a session IPA, and it was so, I'm going to single that one out because it was so foamy. Or over-carbonated or something. Like, it didn't foam over when you opened it, but whenever you try to take a sip, your mouth was filled with foam. Yeah.
Huh.
So, like, I've
had that happen before.
Instead, I poured it into a glass, like, so slow, and then I have to take a break and come back and pour some more. And then it tasted pretty much like a normal beer once you let the foam settle out of it. But it just totally over-carbonated. So, not high marks for Foothills, but whatever.
That's rough. Yeah. Like, there are pockets around the country that are really ahead of the pack with beer, I think.
Yeah.
The Northeast being one of them, mm-hmm. the West Coast, you know, and then like small groups all over. Cincinnati, as we have learned, is one of them. They're doing great.
Doing okay, yeah.
but like there's some beers, like in my beer exchange group, I've gotten a few that are like, you know, I hear that like, oh, this is like I always have this in my fridge, or like, this is a big seller around here.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it, but it's not blowing my socks off.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder about that. And I think maybe we're a little spoiled. Maybe we're a little snobby. Maybe it's a little of both.
Yeah. So.
So I have 603's new, they kind of like rebranded this, they're like, limited release line.
Okay.
They now call it like, I don't know if you can see that, E09.
E09, Beer Works. Okay.
It's 603 upside down.
Oh, so right.
They're calling it E09 Beer Works, and this is just their like test, not test batch, but like their limited release. They're never going to make more of this after this summer kind of thing.
Mm.
So this is the Tropical Dry Hopped Lager.
Oh, dry hopped lager, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And man, you would never know it was a lager.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'd try a lager if it was dry hopped.
I bought a bunch of this today, and this and one of their other lagers in disguise is headed your way sometime soon.
Oh. Hold on, I have to.
Because we drank all the beer you were going to send me when we were in.
Yeah, that's true. So and there was much beer.
There was.
That's good.
It's very good.
So I'm actually sitting in this chair though because, and I don't know because NAMM actually happened and there actually is like a giant thing. So we're probably going to do a little rush job in this episode. Are we going to do pedal genies? Do you want to do quickie pedal genies?
We can do quickie. I've had two pedals since then.
Oh dear.
So I've only demoed one. I mean, I can throw a second demo together this weekend.
Well, if we have a lot, like you could save it, and I could save or do this one. I didn't do a demo, but I'm not
sure
what I'm going to do.
I will save the pedal I have now because I still haven't really had a lot of time to check it out. So I'll do the one pedal I had.
Okay.
While you were away, and then. Yeah. Do you have one?
I do, and I just got to play it today some, and I didn't get to demo it, but it's kind of a oddball anyway. And so I actually set it up right here next to me, and my guitar is there, and I'm recording, so I can pick it up and we can do like last episode. I can just sort of noodle with it because it's.
Will I be able to hear that?
Yes. Can you hear that?
No.
Oh.
I could hear you strumming the guitar through your voice mic.
Oh, that sucks. Well, if you're not going to be able to hear it, then... Really? You can't hear that?
No.
I'll put it on the robot track. I'll just patch it over into the robot track for a second.
Okay.
When time comes.
Cool. Okay. Should we get started?
Yeah, because I don't know how else to do it. Or we can decide to skip it, and I'll save it for next week.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Do you want to do it now anyway? And then can you cut it into next week?
I'd rather just do it at the time. Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Just wondering.
Okay. Oh, we'll skip it. We'll do Derek's pedal and then we'll save it for next week because
then we'll both
so
have one
stuff
for next week. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at us making moves,
figuring it out. So let's jump right in here.
Thanks to Pedal Genie for sponsoring the Tone Control. Visit pedalgenie.com and start your wish list today.
Boom.
Kaboom.
So, nam, 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 nam.
First up, from Fender, not a guitar.
Play your first song in minutes.
This is Fender Play, and this is an online lesson service provided by Fender. And I think this is an awesome idea because none of the guitar manufacturers are really helping people learn how to play their instruments.
Yeah, like that's directly influencing how many guitars you can sell.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So this is like a subscription service that Fender does, and it's all online. There's a phone app, tablet app. You can do it on your desktop, all that stuff. For short, easy to follow, consumable lessons.
And they're using popular songs and stuff, it looks like.
Yeah, which is how I learned guitar, and I think how everyone should learn, is find a song find your favorite song. Mm-hmm. Try to learn it on guitar, because it makes it way more exciting. And I still try to learn tons of songs, because it helps me get better at guitar.
Yeah.
So, and then you can take those actual formal things that you are learning about music and apply them, see them in practice in songs that you already know.
Right.
So anyway... Really easy to follow. The smartphone app and like the built-in system of all this will help you keep track of your progress. So it'll kind of like, you know, you've watched, you know, 4 out of 10 episodes or, you know, something like that. Teaches you guitar by learning songs you already know using high quality video from multiple angles. So in the video like demo of this, I saw there's like a straight head-on shot so the guy can talk to you. There's a left-hand camera, a right-hand camera, and an over-the-top camera. So you get the view of how you're going to view your guitar.
Oh, yeah. So it's... Okay. But, oh, is it...
Like
okay, I don't see
almost
that one in the little... In the cutaway, I see like a left hand, and then there's like a high left hand, like
yeah,
a high
there's
angle.
That, and I've seen, yeah, I've I
one
don't know
that's
where
one
I
that's reversed,
it.
Right? So it's from your perspective.
It's from your perspective, which is like the best thing
because
I've try to teach people how to play like chords or like learn this part of a song I wrote, and like looking at a guitar and pointing at like, no, there, no, wait, no, wait, yeah. You're right. No, wait, I'm wrong. Like it's all, yeah. It's hard to kind of flip that all around.
Mm-hmm.
So this includes tips and tricks, support articles, and even stuff like maintenance, which is right. Great because if you buy a Fender guitar, they want to make sure you're caring for it correctly. Mm-hmm. And all that, glossaries, all that kind of cool stuff. So you can get started. It sounds like an ad, but it's not. Wouldn't it be great if Fender sponsored us?
Why play an instrument? Playing an instrument enhances the capacity for overall learning, especially in younger players. That's exaggerated, but whatever.
Hmm.
Boosts concentration. Well, if you're concentrating on something, I guess you've boosted your concentration. I love this. Crap.
Yeah.
Enhances emotional intelligence and IQ. Okay.
Right.
Fender play uses quick wins to promote accomplishment and motivation. There, that's 100% true. It's going to gamify learning guitar and give you little serotonin boosts the whole time.
I'm all about gamifying, dude. Like, if it works, who cares?
You just sold my wife on Waze. She downloaded Waze after you guys. She downloaded Wife. You guys, something happened to me recently, and I've been recovering. I've been taking it easy the last few days.
Well, to be fair, when we were there, and she was just ripped at Google the whole time, I was like, why do you continue to use it?
You're she was between
visibly angry.
I know. We were driving in the city between tall buildings, and it was like having a little bit of a hard time for a second. It has nothing to do with Google. Waze was doing the same crap when we were in mountains of West Virginia. Yeah. And she's like, Google! And then she's on Waze, and it's like, you know what it is? It's doing the same, it's having the same problem, but her little icon is so cute. And oh, look, somebody just beeped at me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, oh.
Well, I think, like,
no rage.
I saw her phone, like, on the Google thing. It is, like, physically moving where it thinks you are.
Yeah.
And Waze won't do that. It'll just tell you it's, like, trying to connect, and it keeps you where you last were.
Right.
Which is probably correct.
Probably better than, you're sliding sideways off the road.
Wait a minute, you're actually 17 miles east right now.
How is it even possible?
Anyway, you can get started with Fender Play for $20 a month. You can get a free 30-day trial, though, and cancel any time.
Nice.
Yep.
It's a good idea. I mean, it's
a great idea.
It's so obvious. It's like bakers teaching people how to eat bread.
Duh. Okay.
You know?
There's a handful of different instructors. They've got lessons for electric style, acoustic style, all kinds of stuff. It's very cool.
Super duper. Anyone can play guitar.
That's just in.
All right.
Throwback to episode 91. That was our title, wasn't it?
I think so. Scrolling.
Yep.
Scrolling. Yep.
Scrolling intensifies.
You know what? I don't remember if I said this to you already, but when we ran that title, I wanted to play that Radiohead song. And I can't remember what the song is, but it's one of the lyrics that anyone can play guitar. And it's old Radiohead song.
I'm a loser about Radiohead. I know, like,
this is back when they sounded like a rock band, like, you know.
Anyway, okay, moving on. Mm-hmm. Catalan Bread
they've renounced something.
The Belle Epoque Deluxe.
It says it's out of stock.
Is it? All right. I think it went up for pre-order.
It has to release before they would call it back order.
Yeah, I think it went up for sale like the day I added this to the notes.
Okay.
Should I go to their website?
First in stock units sold out in minutes.
It was available July 10th.
Is this
good? There's a website for it now. When I added this to the notes, they didn't have anything on their website.
Yeah. There so by the look of this thing, I'm predicting it's an Echoplex.
Yeah. So the Belle Epoque was a pedal that Catalan Bread, I think they still make, might have been in partnership with Pro Guitar Shop, but mm-hmm. could be wrong. But it's one of the great Echoplex clone pedals. Yeah. It's on the short list of awesome old school delays, even though it's a brand new production. So mode one, of
six.
This is, it's like a supercharged version of the Belle Epoque. So it's got six modes. Let's see, the first one. Oh dear. Sorry,
You're buzzing like crazy, dog.
I'm buzzing. I got an eBay thing happening.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Is it that guitar?
My guitar? No.
Okay.
No, not yet.
We'll circle back.
No, no movement on that. But anyway, okay. So mode one is the stock EP3 sound.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing that out of my...
I think I was just hearing it come through your mic. What?
I just want a thing. Sorry.
Oh.
I mute my...
You just eBayed the hell out of somebody.
Oh, I was talking to a guy. This thing, was it for sale? I'm not going to get into what it is because I'm super nerdy about it right now. But there's a thing.
It's
up for
a real
sale
Darth
on eBay,
Vader costume, isn't it?
And the guy was like, it looked in great shape, and I was surprised to see it for sale at all. And I sent him a message like, why are you selling? Yeah. Because, you know, what's the deal? Like, does it work?
Inquiring
minds. Come on. This is a thing people don't sell. And he was like, well, I'm a little short on cash and I need to sell it. And I'm thinking about ending the auction early, even before he was like going away or something. And so I sent him a message back. I was like, oh, thanks for letting me know. I said, well, I'm on board for the price it's at right now. If you want to end it, I'll buy it like now. And if that helps you make your decision. So that's what just happened.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Anyway,
and you're not going to tell me what it is?
It's another mechanical keyboard.
Oh, my God, Derek. For real?
I'm not even using my loud one here. I'm still using my Apple one right now, but
give me some clicks. Here. Clicky clackies.
Let me bring it over. Yeah, I can unplug it, which is it's disconnected from the bottom. So I'm gonna write.
Oh hell.
It's good, man.
Yeah.
Typing furiously. You hear that?
Yeah.
Anyway. A lot different than the one I have. It's a good deal. So anyway, decided to go for it and saved up a few bucks. Anyway, mode one on the Catalin Bread Belle Epoque Deluxe is the stock EP3 sound. Models 2 through 6 give you a dark analog delay, rotary speaker affected repeats, resonant filtered repeats, and 2 separate deluxe memory man settings with different modulations.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Deluxe memory man being one of the other great pedals.
Yeah.
The old school delay
pedals.
The big
memory man.
Yeah.
Not the memory boy or the memory toy.
I have a memory toy over there.
You don't remember where it is?
I'm having a left-right problem with the camera. That's all. Each mode has a specific function that is altered by the depth knob, as well as one that is controlled by the expression pedal.
Cool.
So across the top, let's see if I can get a better look at the controls here. We've got the dial for the modes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, burping.
You want me to do that? I'll do it.
Do it.
So we got modes, then we got the depth knob, record level knob, your level 2 tape, echo volume, which is going to be playback volume from the tape. Or it wasn't tape. Echoplex was a cylinder, right? Wasn't it
No, Echoplex was tape.
Was it?
Are you thinking of the oil drum kind?
I don't know, maybe.
The electrolytic? No, Echoplex.
Echoplex was tape? Okay.
It was tape.
All right, so record level to tape, echo volume would the playback volume of the... You look it up. Look it up.
Anyway, continue.
Echo sustain and echo delay. So the last one's like your timing, I guess, right? And sustain is how many repeats?
Yes, it is tape delay, first made in 1959.
Okay.
Okay, no, I just had like, I knew that was right, but the fact that you were questioning me made me like question all of reality for a
second. There's something, the guy who makes the Effectrode line of pedals is like super into Echoplex, but also there's another thing sort of from that era and it wasn't tape. I think it was like a disc.
Oh, maybe? The Echo Rec.
Echo Rec. That's why. See, that's why I mix it up because it's almost. It's like
the Benson Echo Rec. Yeah.
And so he's like constantly like messing with them and like rebuilding them and like talking about it on his blog. And so I'm just like, when I see this artwork, they look the same.
It is.
The artwork looks
I know
very
what you
the
mean.
Same.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got confused. Anyway, this is making a tape echo.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Anyway, so the expression control the expression input can control delay time or the special feature for each mode. So that'll be like, you know, on your, probably on like the Leslie speaker mode, I'm guessing it would express the rate.
Right.
Of the
Leslie-fication. Sure. Leslie-fied-cation.
Is that beer hitting you real hard or something?
No, this is just how
sure I... sounds like
this
it.
Is just how I am now since the event. I hope I don't grunt too loudly in the mic when I occasionally have to shift in my seat.
That might have given too much away.
You think so?
That might be it. Although, that, I don't
you
know.
I think we got right to it pretty quickly, but we'll string them along a little longer.
That's fine. Okay.
And then we'll cut it goes the
80, 80 to 800 milliseconds. Still features the amazing EP3 preamp, runs internally. Yeah, so that's what I have in my EP booster.
Yeah, that's why the EP booster is like the greatest booster.
Yes.
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 Yes, correct.
People would run the original Echoplex without any echo on it because the preamp was so great. It just made your tone all kinds of better. You okay over there?
Hold on, I think my daughter's striking a pose in bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. You looked like you were like getting Hold ready on. To share with me, but that's I am fine. Gonna, I can move I'm
gonna.
On.
It hadn't come in yet. I could tell that it was going to, though.
Oh.
Oh, check this. Let's see if you can see it. So my wife describes this. She says, this is either the come at me, bro, or is she a stylish matador? So
I think she's kind of got that Freddie Mercury live at Wembley like kind of thing.
Yeah, but the arm is kind of curved back. It's like, you know.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. It's a little like a fist. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So anyway, So that was.
We're so bad at this after a time away, aren't we?
Yeah.
Anytime we take a break, we're like, look at this picture.
All right. We're anyway, ages okay, into so this runs, recording on our second news it, item. Okay, what's it do? It does an Echoplex. Okay.
Yeah, it runs internally at 22 volts.
Oh, okay. Charge pump?
Yep, cool. True or buffered bypass with trails available via internal dip switch. There is a separate foot switch for self-oscillation,
yes.
Which I think is the coolest thing.
It is dope.
And an internal wicked dope, yo. Internal trim pod for the oscillation rate, and it's $329. If you can even find it.
Yeah, really. Cheaper than an Echoplex, I guess.
Yeah, I think T-Rex is recreating real Echoplexes. I know Fulltone does, too.
Yeah, with cartridges.
Yeah.
Remember those?
The T-Rex one uses some proprietary thing, but it's like a drop-in tape. It's like way easier to...
Isn't that what I just said?
The T-Rex one is...
Cartridges?
Yeah, it must be, yeah. I think the Fulltone one is not, though.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
Boss.
Boss.
Let's move on to Boss.
Boss. Next news item. Boss. What the hell? 40th anniversary limited edition reissue of the original three compact pedals. So
there's so many buzzwords in there.
It is.
40th anniversary, limited edition, reissue, original three.
Overdrive OD1, the yellow, the Spectrum SP1, which I have never heard of, and
really?
The PH1 phaser. Yeah, what's the Spectrum?
I'm trying to think of how to put this. It's highly sought after, but did not succeed like at the time at release. Like it was sort of just left by the wayside, but it has over the years become like a cult following type of pedal.
But what'd it do?
So, okay, we can jump ahead in a second. The SP1 is a Spectrum Boost. It's like a movable EQ bump from 500 hertz to 5 kilohertz.
Huh.
But it does not boost the volume of that. It just like is like a cue sort of, and it like just slides.
Huh.
So the Spectrum knob controls the frequency range. The balance knob is essentially an effect level. There's no output level on the pedal.
Huh.
So it's like an EQ, but you fix the point that it is bumping. And people love this thing because it can make your humbucker sound a little more single coily. It can really make you cut through a mix hard for leads and stuff. It can just make your guitar sound like it otherwise wouldn't. And it's I've never actually seen one in person, and I've never tried one or anything, like it's, they're really pretty rare. And when they come up on eBay and stuff, they're usually a fortune.
Yeah. And they scooped up still.
Yeah. They're like collector pieces almost, mm-hmm. you know? Other than that, the OD-1 and the PH-1 are the same as they have always been. The PH-1 is out of production because they're up to PH-3 or 4 now.
Yeah.
But the OD-1 is still in production. The only difference is that these all have two knobs. So, like, the I think the OD-1 now has a tone knob on it, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So it's just the original design from 40 years ago. They've got the original silver screw that holds the mm-hmm. top down where the battery goes.
Instead of the black.
Yep, which is like, it's kind of a quick way to determine if a Boss pedal is old and possibly worth anything, yeah. is whether or not it's got the black thumb screw or a silver screw. And they're all hand-wired in Japan, limited edition of 1,500 boxes. You buy them in threes. You buy the whole set together in like a collector's box.
Wicked.
Don't have a price on it.
They don't care.
Unfortunately.
They don't care. They don't care about it at all.
Actually, it's been a little while since it was announced. I wonder if it's on.
So they're making 1,500 of these three pedal sets.
Yeah.
Did you say that already?
Yes.
Damn.
You should, if you find some time, listen to. Right. So here's an SP1 original on Reverb for $540.
Pass.
Hard pass. So, I don't know, but give it a listen sometime. It's very interesting. It does a cool thing.
Cool.
Reverb.com has a cool demo on it. Anyway.
I like it.
On to the pedal genie.
On to the genie. We are selecting. And we are speaking.
Pedal Genie is like the Netflix of guitar pedals. Rent any pedal you want for as long as you want, for one low monthly price. Shipping is included and there are no late fees or time limits. With over 1,500 pedals to try from nearly 100 different manufacturers, Pedal Genie definitely has the gear you want to try. Subscriptions start with Flex at just $19.95 a month. Try out one pedal at a time for as long as you want, send it back when you're ready for the next one. For only $39.95 a month, the standard subscription includes shipping, so you could have a different pedal every few days. If one isn't enough for you, Pedal Genie Pro gets you three pedals at a time for only $64.95 a month, shipping included. There's a subscription for everyone and best of all, your first month is free. If you find the pedal of your dreams, the one you just have to keep, Pedal Genie will offer you a buyout option. Prices vary with the length of your membership and the type of pedal, but you'll definitely get an awesome price for the pedal in your hand. So head to pedalgenie.com to fill up your wishlist with pedals, and they'll send out your first pedal ASAP. Pedal Genie, all your pedal wishes granted.
Wait, you had a Dr. Scientist pedal?
Yeah.
I had a Dr. Scientist pedal.
Oh, really?
That we already decided I wasn't going to talk about.
It wasn't this one, was it?
No.
Okay.
No, I have BitQuest, which we'll talk about next time.
Oh, okay. Cool. I had the Fraz Dazzler V2.
Whoa.
Dazzling some Frazes,
my Fraz
guys.
Has been dazzled. I feel quite dazzled. My Fraz does anyway.
Is that about what happened to you early?
It was a very Fraz dazzling experience.
You have been.
Yeah.
Whenever I saw this, I wanted to say Fritz Ditzler.
Fritz, like with a T, Fritz Ditzler.
Yeah.
Ditzler. Fritz Ditzler. All right. No, we're calling it that then. Dr. Stentenstein, the Fritz Ditzler version 2.
Yeah.
So what the heck is this thing? Is it a fuzz pedal?
It's a fuzz pedal, yeah.
It's a Fritz Ditzler. Yeah.
I gotta get the bell. I'm missing a lot of bells.
The way these Dr. Scientist folk work. The power jack and input-output on the top.
Yeah,
so you got an expression
good.
On the
they,
side.
They know how to design a pedal. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. What's cool is the bottom left and bottom right knobs. You can't really tell in this photo, but they're like clear acrylic knobs, and the LEDs are under those.
Ooh.
So when the pedal's on, the knob lights up and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a cool, I like that.
Very nice.
A little feature. So it's a fuzz, and it totally rips. Like, it's really huge and very musical and really great.
It has a mix knob.
it has a mix knob. And so the demo I did, I used on bass, and which is, you know, the only reason for a mix knob. So on guitar stuff.
Yeah, that sounds a little fishy on guitar stuff, right? Unless you're...
I only dialed it back like a touch, maybe to just get a little more clarity in an otherwise overwhelming signal. Mm-hmm. But anywhere below, like, you know, pretty high, maybe 80% on that knob, it's just like this weird...
There's something in the background.
There's clean guitar there, but it sounds like your DI is bleeding through or something weird. It's stupid. So on bass, though...
I'll tell you what you could do with it. Excuse me. If you wanted to... A fuzz mix knob, if you're using it subtle enough on an amp that's already a little bit break, already like pushing up against the wall a little bit, it can add a bit more saturation to the tone. It's like you know, sneaking in a heavily distorted version of the signal in the back. I do that to a vocal in a mix sometimes. And sure. It's like, it doesn't sound like a distorted vocal, but you're filling in these little quiet parts sort of things almost to it. So you could do that too, but anyway.
Yeah. But on bass, having a mix knob is great because if you're kind of over fuzzing bass, it can get, you can just lose that clarity and the punch that a bass offers otherwise. Mm-hmm. So I dialed that back on the demo. So it's got some still bass, jazz bass thunk and goodness. Okay, so there are seven knobs. So bass, mid, treble, mix, gain,
three-tone volume,
and a control that says volts.
Volts!
And so between the gain and the volt knobs, you can change the texture of the fuzz, like change the shape and kind of scope of how it's kind of, not like EQ'd, I guess, but like where it's really kind of working the most. Mm-hmm. You can dial this thing anywhere and it sounds good. It's like musical across the range, which unfortunately is not what I can say about the pedal I have.
Next time.
Yeah. Let's see. It's been like 2 weeks since I had this in my hands, unfortunately, but, there's an extra foot switch for even more gain. So in the demo I did, guitar one and two were just the regular pedal.
Okay.
The lead part is with all this extra crazy gain.
Nice.
And then the bass is regular gain with the mix dialed back.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Cool,
cool, cool. Cool, cool, cool. It's very harmonically rich. Ooh, I'm touching my lamp. It's... It can get gaity. It can get really scoopy. All three of the tone sweeps are very dramatic, which is cool. I kind of wish I had held on to it a little bit longer, to be honest. But it's nice because it's got some really great distortion pedal qualities too. So it's not just harebrained, fuzzy, over the top like insanity. You can really play it like you might an amp. Like it's very volume sensitive and like kind of volume knob on your guitar sensitive, playing dynamics, all that kind of stuff. It's nice. Let's see. Harmonically rich, gated tones, wide open headroom. Got it all. I mean, I liked it a lot. I'm coming around on fuzz, as some listeners will note. Ryan.
fuzz master Ryan.
Yeah. This, and I forget the last one I had, but it's a thing that I can kind of see a space for more now with pedals like the Fraz Dazzlers, the Fritz Ditzler.
The Stenton Fitz Ditzler, too. It's the second
I didn't even
edition.
Open it, but it says, I don't know if you've noticed this, but Pedal Genie is now putting their stickers on the seams of these boxes, maybe to prevent opening. So I didn't open this one up, but it says here that there is a trim pot inside setting the minimum volt setting. And volts here is capitalized, so it must be in relationship to that knob.
Right on. cool.
Expression control. I did not mess with the expression at all.
I need to get an expression. This is, I have a pedal that has one of those ports too, and I need to get it because it would be so much. I put it up here where I could reach the knobs, but I still have to play with both hands, so it still sort of sucks. But anyway,
It's cool. I like it a lot. I would consider owning one for sure. I think $240.
Ooh.
Yeah,
but gotta do what you gotta do.
It does a lot though. Like I think I'm okay. Like it's a lot of money for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay though, and yeah, Liquid Fuzz Heaven they call it.
Do you see the Dr. Scientist website?
I did, and
the rocket chose. Ship.
Yeah, I chose not to link that because it was
because it's absurd.
Yeah,
not a good place to go unless you want to fly a rocket ship to another planet.
I did look at the version one of this pedal, which I'm really glad I got the version two because. The version one had that extra gain control, but it was on a mini toggle, not a foot switch.
Oh, gross.
Yep. And it only has four knobs, like some fucking loser.
Some four-knobbed idiot.
Mix, volume, sizzle, and gain. What even is that?
Sizzle is probably volts.
Probably, yeah.
Or
DrScientist.ca.
Yeah, they're Canadian as hell.
Huh.
How does it make you feel?
Fine.
That's anyway. CA. You turn up your nose.
All right. So, and you're saving yours, you said?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
because we got a lot to get through. We got a lot of no news at all to get through.
There's only a couple more, three more things.
EHX Expression Pedal. Performance series.
Need an expression pedal?
I did just say that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I did just say that.
Well, for $50, this one could be yours.
Wow. I don't think I could even get a kit for that small amount.
So, I don't know if you remember. My first bullet here says, finally a normal design. And I don't know if you remember a while ago, the EHX Wah and the, other pedals the they made that
brilliantly
were like
gold,
not,
super tiny. Oh, yeah, the ones that didn't have basses, right?
They were like, they would just float around, and there was like a theremin-type technology in it that would read
that
how far it was from the floor.
I was going to guess accelerometers like, or something.
No, because there was all this shit about like, oh, turn it on its side, and like, you know, all this like weird noise-makey. Anyway, they made these, I forget what they were called, they made these like weird wah pedals that were not in a chassis of any kind. And so the whole pedal would rock against the floor.
Yeah, just in case your pedal board situation was feeling too stable and safe.
Yeah, so you could not Velcro this thing down. You couldn't, I would hate that so much. And I did hate it at the time, and I'm glad they're not really doing that anymore.
We did hate it, and now in hindsight, we were right. Those pedals.
In hindsight, I hate it more.
Yeah.
I'm sad it took this long to make a regular expression pedal. Anyway, glass reinforced nylon chassis. So
fiberglass, right?
Yeah, which is cool because it's probably lighter
weight.
Oh, you
wrote that in the notes. I was on another screen.
It must be lighter weight than your crybaby type enclosure that's steel,
probably
which is kind of nice.
Too, yeah.
Cheaper, and it's. I mean, fiberglass is pretty strong. I'm not too worried about it breaking down or anything. What's really cool is this thing's got a TRS polarity switch on it. So you can use it with all makes of pedals. Because some pedals take TS and some take TRS.
Right. Oh, so you can tell it what it's supposed to be doing at the time. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I was like, that's awesome, because I have two expression pedals downstairs. That one is TS, one is TRS.
Depending on what you need. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times when I get something from Pedal Genie, I mean, I could look up the manual to read this, but I often have to sit there and like plug in one and then plug in the other.
Yeah, and see which acts better.
Yeah.
Or worse.
There's also an expression reverse control, which swaps the direction it goes in. So like it swaps the read on whether it's toe up or toe down.
Nice.
And some of these weird pedals, like a Pog or something, right? Or some other modulation pedals that maybe you want, maybe it doesn't really feel natural for toe down
to be
the setting
it is.
So you can flip it the other way.
That's nice to have that flexibility.
Yeah. And for $50, I don't think you could beat this thing.
No. I mean, I could kick it down the stairs. I bet it'd still work.
But it would. I went to the guitar store in Manchester here a few months ago, and I was selling some old Boss pedals and stuff. And I hand the guy, like, must have been like three pedals at once.
Yeah.
And it was like a TC. It was just two, a TC and a Boss pedal, my old flanger. And he like fumbles it, and the Boss pedal just like nosedives hard, like into everything on the counter. It's like it just clangs into everything, like the guitar string like rack, and then off the case and onto the floor. It's like a huge caused a scene. And he looks at me like, oh, sorry, man. And I was like, it's fine. It still works. It's a Boss pedal. This is why they exist. This is the best thing for a Boss pedal right now. Anyway. All right. Next up.
What is next?
Oh, shoot. Up? I forgot a bullet point way down here. You start that one.
Positive grid. Bias mini amp and Bias twin pedals. Oh, okay. Right. I remember some of this. Have we teased these and now they're out? Is that what's going on? Or
we talked about the actual Bias pedals. This is a new line of pedals that is called the Twin Series. They're smaller.
Okay.
And a little more like a lightweight diet version.
Okay. Looks like the controls are similar. But
very similar. Yeah. Distortion features a boost switch, which is new, so that's cool. And the modulation and delay both feature tap tempo.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, which now that I think about it, I think they always did. But they're just smaller 6-knob, 2-foot switch versions of those bigger Bias pedals.
Right.
And then the Bias mini amp, you remember Bias head.
Yep.
This is like that, but smaller. And it looks like it's rack mountable.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's awfully narrow.
You have to put ears on it, but...
yeah.
So are these like a little, like a solid state amplifier?
Yeah, but it uses the Bias technology, so you can like...
Were the other ones two amps, the bigger ones?
No. They're just...
Then what was the point of having them be big?
Well, they were first. I mean, this is newer, and there are fewer controls on these as well. Hmm. But, you make your ideal amp sound or your matched amp sound or something in Bias on desktop or on your phone or tablet or whatever, then you can move it to this physical amp
to a gig. So they've got physical controls for what you'd expect an amp to have: gain, bass, mid, treble, and master. And then there's a preset selector, looks like 1 to 8.
Yeah, so very streamlined controls.
Oh, and then an output.
Oh, there's now features and specs. This was not here. There's a direct out, XLR balanced, MIDI, all the expression and effects loop, USB, all that nonsense. Lots of good stuff.
Cool.
And there's a bass version as well.
Yeah, that has exactly the same features. So why is there a bass?
It's 600 watts. The guitar one's 300 watts.
Oh, because it has an actual amplifier in it. Yeah, I forgot. Because you got to move air with a bass.
Yeah. Comes with amp match technology. Oh, that's good.
Would it be funny if
I think
it
means it comes with the license for that kind of thing.
Comes with the
built-in noise gate. Cool.
Sorry, is that not a joke? It comes with amp match technology. I mean, that's all Bias does. What could that?
No, I think it means it does the thing where it listens to an amp and then clones it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize for my condition.
It's just a side effect.
It is.
The scenario. Infinite possibilities of tone. Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Nice.
Moving on.
And they've got a foot switch too. Did you say that already? I have a tendency to start reading these things while you're talking and then I don't...
While we're done with
them. I don't remember what you've said and what you haven't said.
I don't know if I said that. I don't think I did.
Well,
I
there's a foot switch switching for the amp.
Oh, cool. four, like between
four
like
buttons, rhythm and lead. So you could treat it like a real amp, like a multi-channel amp or the reverb or whatever. MXR Carbon Copy Deluxe Analog Delay Pedal.
Talking cool. to somebody about the Carbon Copy mm-hmm. like 2 hours ago.
I still see him all the time.
One of the greats.
Yep.
It's like a new, I mean, they're still kind of going after analog delay sounds, but they really paved the way for what a lot of people are doing, I think. It's such a good baseline delay pedal. Like if I had to seriously strip down to a more traditional stompbox style delay, mm-hmm. I think it would probably be the Carbon Copy or something very, very similar.
The Carbon Copy is like a it's like for slapbacky kind of.
No, it'll do like straight up delay stuff. It's analog, like it doesn't but it'll tap do,
and stuff like that.
It doesn't what? Oh, it doesn't tap. Yeah, I mean, well, the Deluxe does.
The Deluxe does. I mean, that's herein lies the point, doesn't it? So, with a mix regeneration delay speed and width, because it can be stereo, I guess. Must be.
Nope. In and out.
So what's the width knob?
I don't know.
Sure, that isn't a TRS output. Y cable.
Oh, I don't know, actually. Oh, modulation speed and width.
Oh.
Okay. Because there's delay and then there's speed. So
okay. So the and then so there's a modulation button. Tap divisions. Quarter, eighth, 16th dotted triplet, probably. Looks like, I'm just looking at their little LED thing, and yeah, it would so be able like to little, draw all of those icons.
Yeah. And it's got a tap tempo switch right on it.
Yep.
So it's like a double wide version of the Carbon Copy. Tap tempo.
And it has a bright switch.
And a bright switch, yeah.
If I you're think an idiot.
The other one, the original either had bright or mod, but not both. I can't really remember. Hmm. But
don't use bright.
Yeah, it's got this little LCD screen on it. LCD?
Probably LED.
Probably LED.
Because it's not like backlit.
Yeah, which displays your subdivisions. It'll do, it has an expression in, and it'll do 40 milliseconds to 1.2 seconds.
Oh, nice and long.
Mm-hmm. Sounds really good. It sounds just like your regular Carbon Copy. It just has expanded features.
Just with features, then why not?
Oh, it says here it'll do dotted eighth, eighth, triplet, and 16th. Is that what you said?
I said quarter, but that's not necessary. Not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I made up and said as though it were fact.
It says here it has programmable presets. I wonder how you call those up.
You got to push all the buttons at the same time.
Well.
Don't know.
It's got true bypass.
Quick changes during a performance. Yeah, it must be like both buttons or something, right?
Yeah, I bet you push both and then probably bank up and down with either one. And then maybe both again to select or something.
Maybe
totally guessing.
Maybe you have to think it super hard. And the Carbon Copy Deluxe reaches into the fifth dimension and pulls out your desires.
The original Carbon Copy had a mod button, not a bright button. So for $229,
it can be yours.
This Bad Larry can be yours. It's got that cool sparkly green finish.
Is it old Carbon Copies were kind of grayish blue, or were they green too?
And no, this looks like the same color.
I think I don't have this new one, color memory.
This new one looks like it might even be brighter. It's because it's deluxe. Maybe not. So I don't deluxe. Know. Wait, does the new one? Where's the power jack on the new one? It's on the top.
It's on the top with everything else.
Where it should be, where it's not on the original.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
I'm like scanning for other info. There's none. All right.
There's nothing else. Yeah, no. Remember that time we said we were going to run long and now we're actually a little short?
A little short. Do you know, have you ever been kicked in the nuts, Derek? Like pretty like, good? Like pretty good where you're out for a while?
Where you not gotta, like actually physically assaulted and kicked by someone, but like I've been hit like with stuff like in as a kid, like just like, sorry, there's things going on outside. you know, classic, like stepping on a rake, like that kind of thing, you know? Or like riding a bike and then taking a spill, you know, like that sort of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
No actual confrontational kicks.
But the thing is,
That feeling. That there's feeling, nothing like it.
Do you remember the feeling of think back when you really get it and it's one of the good ones. It's one of the ones that lasts. Yeah. About 10 minutes into it, you can talk again. You're not gonna throw up anymore. Stuff like that.
But you're like you're wondering if you're gonna feel this way forever.
There's this resident ache that you can't believe it could be coming from there. How is it this expansive? So it
blooms. It
blooms and hovers. So the original incident really isn't, it's no big deal. There's really not much going on. But then when the anesthetic starts to wear off, you basically have that. You have the aftermath for like a day.
It's like the fallout.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. You have I was kicked in the nuts 10 minutes ago for like a day. And then the next day it's a little less bad and stuff like that. And at this point, I feel normal. I feel pretty normal right now. But if I get up and start walking around, and especially if I'm like lifting things, like if I go pick up Aria and like carry her upstairs or something, I'll start to feel it a little bit and I'll need to like sit down, take a break. I've been doing some ice.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's good if we just like keep it like this and we don't tell people. Yeah. Okay.
If you don't know by now, you don't want to.
No, I'm flashing back to like, you know, when I was a kid and like it's luckily for me, I mean, knock on whatever, I guess, but it's few and far between. And I honestly can't remember the last time I've had an incident like that.
Yeah. Yep. It has an impact, a bit of an impact.
you know, what's rough though is like it is seriously like the worst. It is super super painful and like just takes you back like you wouldn't expect. But when you see it happen to someone, it is the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. So at this point, I'm not a macho individual.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel really, really wimpy to be like, because I'm like so, I feel so normal. And if I don't have help.
Your body's like, you're not normal, dude.
Yeah. Like I've had my mother-in-law and my wife basically taking care of Aria for the last few days, because if I get up and try to do any of that, it's like, whoa.
I mean, God forbid you have any sort of dad reflex moment where you are like, you know, you need to move fast and like something happens where you're just like, you know, your own human nature takes hold and then you're going to really pay for it, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I'm out of the woods probably. I wouldn't mess anything up, but, I would need to ice for a while.
Was it Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday evening or afternoon.
Okay. In between that and like the dental cleaning thing.
I know. I'm like, doing it to myself.
Oh yeah. Fritz Ditzler, man.
All right. Let's clean this up here. Is there anything else we should do? We killed it. Oh, you know what? I saved a little bit of NAM, and I'm going to turn it into a larger news item for next time.
Yeah, there were a few more things, but then we had our scheduling thing, and we kind of got sidetracked. I got sidetracked with work, and like, so there's going to be a few stragglers on the next episode, I'm sure. But
yeah, again, I'm planning on turning one of them into kind of a, I don't know, segment. Not like a, Like, okay. there was a product announcement, and I'm gonna go. Oh, and I want to do like a segment on that category.
A little more of a deep dive.
Yeah, because this is something. Whatever, I'm gonna talk about this at the time. I'm gonna intro the whole thing right now, and then make you guys wait 2 weeks.
No, just like explain all of it now.
I'll just do the whole thing. 2 weeks. No, I won't.
Anyway.
Yeah, UA released a... I will. I'll do the whole thing right now. UA released a their new load box product, like for quieting down amps / direct recording after amps, even silently. And it includes like speaker emulation and stuff like that. Onboard... Okay. You know, amp sim kind of speaker emulation stuff, but to attach to your real amp. Mm. And there's a whole category of products out there that are doing this and a couple of other tangential things. And I think it's really interesting. I've kind of just discovered that there was a bunch more there going on. I remember back when there was just like those THD. Those like.
The hot plate.
Hot plate. Yeah, yeah. So you could like essentially like a master volume after your power amp. Before your speaker, so you could run your amp hotter. So it's kind of taken on that, but just making them way more versatile, so you can take the amp even right down to silent.
This is good, because I do have questions about this, but I won't ask them now, because episode is over.
Yeah, we'll do that, and that's good. I haven't prepared a segment in a while. So
nice.
All right.
Cool. All right, well, thanks to Pedal Genie, as always. What else? Sorry we missed a week.
Yeah, sorry, whatever, sorry. Sorry, whatever. Thanks, Derek. I've been Justin.
To all the components out there in the tone control circuit, thanks for listening.
I was going to like reciprocate that whole exchange.
I'm sorry.